You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Peter DeBoer is co-founder of Wilsark, an Amsterdam-based beer brand producing one very unique style of sour beer, a London Goose. It's an excellent food pairing beer, which can be enjoyed as a substitute for white wine with the right dishes. The company was started by four friends, Peter alongside designer Will Broom, Shurdy Hedema, and Anthony Michael. The idea was dreamed up after a conversation in London about their favorite beers and brands. They traded ideas over email and came up with about 30 ideas for the beer. And then a chance encounter between Peter and the head of marketing for Heineken allowed them to make their ideas into reality. Peter took his ideas to Heineken's head brewer, who gave him some vital advice. Find an established brewery that can purchase the best quality ingredients and who can brew the beer with consistency. They found one such brewery in Belgium and are now on a mission to get their beer into top bars and eateries around the world. Last month, Wilsark was awarded a silver medal at the London Beer Competition. Peter is an expert on proposition development, and Wilsark is his way of putting his money where his mouth is, as he puts it. He's also on the faculty at Think School of Creative Leadership in Amsterdam and VC and private equity firm Scale Up Nation. He also has his own creative agency, Irresistible Branding. And while it may sound like Wilsark is just a side hustle, as you'll hear, he and his co-founders hope it will be their main business one day. Here's Peter now with the story of Wilsark.
I was teaching at Think in Amsterdam, the School for Creative Leadership, and I do sprints there on delighted users. And one of the sprints, there was this guy from India, Anurag Trika, and at the end of this sprint, we got to talk to each other. He introduced himself. He said, "I'm the international advertising manager of Heineken Breweries." And then he said to me, "Well, let's have lunch again within a few months." And so we did. And then at the same time, the ideas about the beer, they matured. And then I thought, okay, I'm going to show it to him what we are thinking about. So I took it with me on the laptop. And then he said, "Oh, wow, I like this." He said, "But you know, you should really have a talk with our master brewers." And then I said to him, "I don't think he will see me, you know, because he's really a busy guy." And he said, "Oh, no, I'm going to arrange this and I'm going with you." And so we decided, and this guy from Heineken, he was nice, but I think he thought, okay, this is number 10,009, a couple of friends that want to make their own beer. So he said, "You know, are you really serious about this?" And I said, "Yeah, we are." And then he said, "Then 30 beers is ridiculous. You should start at the bottom." And at the bottom means that you need a large brewer that is able, you know, to produce a consistent quality and is able to purchase high premium ingredients on the market because they are very expensive. He mentioned two of them and I visited both of them. I ended up with the one that we really liked. Then we started to talk with him about the beer that we were missing, and the beer that we were missing was basically a food pairing beer, a substitute for white wines. So we discussed that we would like to have a beer that was very clean, so no weird stuff in it. It should be vegan, it should be low in alcohol, it should be refreshing and very tasty and fruity. And then he started brewing, and then the first batches, they were no good, and then eventually we got our beer and we got our designs and we got a lot of designs. And then we said, okay, let's do it the other way around than anybody else, because you start with a beer and then, you know, after half a year you have your second beer and your third and your fourth, and they basically all look the same. So we said, okay, let's stick to this one, you know, let's make one of a kind, like for instance Campari or Jägermeister, but let's make a multiple design. Any batch we are making just has different designs. And then these designs could become some characters of their own and we can play with it. And later on we can invite other artists and illustrators to join our fun quest. And so we started off. It's a beer with a very distinctive and discriminated taste. So we got reactions from lovers and haters. So people don't like us at all, or they really like us, you know. So there's nothing in between. But then again, you know, that's what I practice also with from my consultant point of view. That's okay. If you really want to stand out in the crowd, if you want to differentiate and inspire, it has to be a landmark, you know. And then it's obvious that you have lovers and haters. And I think that strong brands are built on lovers, on this polarizing aspect. We started off and, well, we were making some traction and we had all kinds of beer sommeliers that said, "Yo, it's a very nice, very fine beer." And then COVID-19 started, which was for us a little bit a blessing in disguise because we had a potential contact with chefs. First of all, we have our North Star or BHAG, if you want to call it like that. And that is that we want to be on the drink list of all the funky restaurants and cool places in the free world. That's a really clear purpose. And the thing is, we are the four of us, two Dutch guys and two from the UK. So we said that let's make our core brand value playfulness. And playfulness means that also within our contract together, we say if somebody doesn't like it, we're not going to do it. So basically the discriminator is a smile on your face. So if everybody has a smile on their faces, we are going to do it. And another thing we said, we don't want to have investors, you know. Let's do it, the four of us. So we put some money on the table. Of course, not enough. It's never enough. But enough to get started and just, you know, push the boat out. Our strategy is that we don't exactly know what we are going to do next month because the strategy is playfulness. And playfulness has to do with coincidences, the weather, a smile, opportunities, people you encounter. So that's really the strategy. It's serious business. I hope within a few years that this is my business and the other shareholders too. So we really want to make a sound business case out of this. And that was the discussion that we had with the guy from Heineken. Are you guys serious? So make sure you have this long-term contract with a good brewer. And also make sure you have all the logistics in order, legal in order, finance in order. So these were the hurdles that nobody of us very liked, you know, but we made them. And so our basis is good now, is healthy. And now we're pushing forward, but still on a playful way. We see it more, I think, like a kind of music or fashion kind of thing instead of a food product. So we have this different framing on how we look at this brand, Will's Ark. The name is also playful because Will is the designer and he just makes all kinds of monsters. So we said, yeah, maybe it's the Ark of Will, you know, with all his funny creatures. And then Will's Ark was born as a brand name. And we all liked it, so we said, okay, let's do it. I think the consistency is the handwriting of these illustrations. So we will continue for a while with Will as being the main or the only artist, but then later on, we want to invite others from our peers and clients, and we will focus not on new and young talent, but on old and forgotten talent to give them, you know, a stage again. And there are a lot of them. And even in our partnering, we say to partners like restaurants and bars that we can design things together, which are tailor-made for that place. So basically, design is really a serious product of the brand Will's Ark. We have the beer, but we also have the designs. We see it also as two interesting product lines. And in one, we do everything that we like. And the other one, the beer, that's strictly the London Goose, which basically is a sour, but you know, we thought it was fun to call it London Goose. And it has aspects of a goose, is very strict and under the control of the brewery for consistency, etc., etc. First of all, pour the beer very cold. in a big wine glass and then half full, you know, put your nose into it and just enjoy this tremendous smell of citrus. Then drink it and enjoy the citrus, the tropical. There's also a little bit of salt in it, which is typical for Goose. And this salt makes that it is an excellent, excellent food pairing beer with oysters, with ceviches, with white fish, but also with vegan dishes, certain salads, with seaweeds that come from the salty waters. And it's a thirst-quenching beer, so it refreshes your mouth, it refreshes your palate, and I think that's a great aspect, so that with each new bite of food that you take, it's renewing this aspect of the drink and the food.
Peter DeBoer, co-founder of Wilsark. You can find out more and see their fantastic label designs over at wilsark.com. My thanks to Jack Jewers, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.